Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the high plains to the hill country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip. Our favorite month of the year here at the Texas Hill Country Wineries because it's Texas Wine Month. Join us in celebrating the Texas Wine Month Passport event presented by Horseshoe Bay Resort from October 1st through October 31st in the picturesque Texas Hill Country. With your passport purchase, you'll enjoy complimentary tastings at 45 unique Texas Hill Country wineries and receive exclusive savings, including a 15% discount on 3 bottle purchases at each participating winery. So come out and discover award-winning wines as you sip and savor all that the Texas wine country has to offer. For passport purchases, visit TexasHillCountryWineries.org. Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I am your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around this great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning into this week's episode. And if you are new to this podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around the great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy this content. And if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. There's not a whole lot going on this week in the Texas Wine Scene news, so we're going to jump right into all the wonderful wine events that are happening across the state. So stay tuned. But before we get into the Texas Wine Scene events, let's check the weather. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 80 degrees with low temperatures of 50 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 90 degrees with low temperatures of 61 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 71 degrees with low temperatures of 51 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have high temperatures of 72 degrees with low temperatures of 54 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 91 degrees with low temperatures of 73 degrees. The 7th Annual Valley View Wine Walk is taking place in downtown Valley View, Texas on Saturday, October 18th from 4 to 8 p.m. So come on out and join the fun and receive 2 tasting tickets to be used at all 13 North Texas wineries and admission to the Dueling Piano Show starting at 8 p.m. Step your ticket purchase up to the VIP experience and receive reserve seating to the Dueling Pianos, admission to the VIP tent, 2 extra premium tasting tickets, and appetizers. They will also have vendors and food trucks, along with live music, all on the square from 4 to 8 p.m. during the tastings. For more information and ticket purchases for this event, visit their website at valleyviewchamber.org. Head on over to Abilene, Texas for the 3rd annual West Texas Wine Festival on Saturday, October 18th from 1 to 6 p.m. At this Tasty Wine fundraising event supporting Frontier Texas, a Western Heritage Center located in historic downtown Abilene, Frontier Texas brings the Old West to life with the help of state-of-the-art technology. There will be live music, food trucks, and a variety of Texas wineries. Participating wineries for this event include Amber Dragon Meadery, Blue Duck Winery, Brennan Vineyards, Eden Hill, Four Eyes Winery, Calisee Vineyards, Peters Prairie Winery, Rustic Spur Vineyards, The Winery at Willow Creek, Bessert Vineyards, and Watson Vineyard. For more information on how to support this fundraising event or purchase tickets, please contact Whitney Harrington at whitney@frontiertexas.com. How about stopping over to Lindale, Texas, and taking part in the Piney Woods Wine Festival at Picker's Pavilion at Blackberry Square on Friday, October 17th from 4 to 9 p.m. and Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 7 p.m. You'll enjoy a variety of award-winning East Texas wines while relaxing in the timeless charm of Picker's Pavilion. Live music will fill the air, great food will fill the tummy, and one-of-a-kind shopping will soothe the soul. For more information and ticket purchases, visit Piney Woods Wine Festival at Eventbrite.com. The 17th Annual Harker Heights Food, Wine, and Brew Festival is happening on Saturday, October 18th from 2 to 10 p.m. at the Harker Heights Community Park in Harker Heights, Texas. This is a family-friendly event where local cuisine, Texas wines, and craft brews meet with live music and community spirit right in the heart of Central Texas. Whether you're a foodie, wine lover, or music fan, this event is your chance to taste, sip, and enjoy the best that Harker Heights has to offer. For more information about this event, visit their website at hhfoodandwine.com. Time to dust off those running shoes and join Parisos Vineyards and Winery in Burnet, Texas for their Halloween-themed 5K Fun Run event on Sunday, October 19th from 9 to 10 a.m. This energy-packed event will feature amazing scenery and landscape of Parisos Vineyards and Winery. Whether you're looking to run, walk, or just enjoy the wine, this race is a sure thing for a great time and an incredible experience. For more information about this event, visit their website at parisosvineyards.com. Calling all macaroni and cheese lovers, join Spicewood Vineyards in Spicewood, Texas for their second annual Mac and Cheese Championship wine tasting event on Saturday, October 18th at 2 p.m. So come on out to Spicewood Vineyards and taste your way through local mac and cheeses, vote for your favorite, drink delicious Spicewood Vineyards wine, and rock out to some of the best live music in the area. The Mac and Cheese Championship is a family-friendly event where there will be activities for all ages and mac and cheese that everyone is sure to love. For more information about this event, visit their website at spicewoodvineyards.com. Head on up to Llano Estacado Winery in Lubbock, Texas for their 31st annual Grape Day wine event on Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 6 p.m. For more than 30 years, Grape Day has been the signature celebration of harvest at Llano Estacado, where each year they open their doors to share the story of Texas wine through their vineyards, their growers, and their community. This year, Llano Estacado invites you to join them for a fun-filled day of tradition and discovery. There will be self-guided vineyard tours and tastings from Llano Estacado's full portfolio, live music throughout the day, food trucks, along with chef demonstrations, as well as more than 30 local artisans. You'll also have the opportunity to take part in Grape Talk, a speaking panel with the winemaking team, and a meet and greet session with Texas grape growers. Grape Day is a celebration of the land, the fruit, and the people who make Texas wine possible. So come on out and raise a glass with Llano Estacado as they honor 31 years of this special harvest tradition as we look forward to the future of Texas winemaking. For more information about this event, visit their website at llanowine.com. English Newsom Sellers, also in Lubbock, Texas, is having their Halloween candy and wine pairing event on Saturday, October 18th from 2 to 4 p.m. Too old to trick-or-treat? No worries. One of the best parts of being an adult in October is putting a 21 and up spin on Halloween traditions. Sure, you could steal a few pieces of your kids' candy and eat it all by yourself, but wouldn't that indulgence taste better with a nice glass of English Newsom Sellers wine? So come on out and join English Newsom Sellers and pair some of your favorite classic Halloween candies with some of the best Texas varietals. For more information, visit their website at EnglishNewsom.com. The 10th annual Taste of Cedar Park is coming up soon on Tuesday, October 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. Come on out and taste food samples from some of the area's local restaurant partners, drink delicious local wine, all while enjoying live music. For more information about this event, visit cedarparkchamber.org. And those are your wine events for the weekend. But if you can't make it out to a wine event this weekend, here are a few wine events happening for the busy next weekend. One of the busiest and biggest wine events is happening next weekend, which is the Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival at Market Platz in downtown Fredericksburg, Texas. There are still tickets for the upcoming event and opening night ceremonies on Wednesday, October 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. at the festival headquarters at the Albert Hotel in Fredericksburg, Texas. This event will kick off the 2025 Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival in style with a lively opening night celebration presented by the legendary William Chris Vineyards, marking their 15th anniversary. The event will welcome guests with an exceptional glass of wine, live music, live culinary demos to set you up perfectly for a week of Texas-style hill country food and wine festivities. Speaking of festivities, the Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival's party continues at Slate Theory Winery for the Texas Wine Auction's Barrel Auction event on Friday, October 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. Descend into the underground wine cave for an intimate, purpose-driven afternoon where exceptional wine meets a powerful cause. Hosted by the Texas Wine Auction Foundation, this exclusive event benefits the Fredericksburg ISD Education Foundation, helping fund a critical 3-year grant to place licensed professional mental health counselors in both the local middle school and high school. Your support directly impacts the well-being of Fredericksburg's youth by fostering access to mental health resources and reducing the stigma within the school system. Guests will experience barrel tastings from leading Texas wineries and the opportunity to bid on rare and exclusive lots, all while connecting with winemakers and fellow philanthropists in one of the Hill Country's most striking settings. And finally, cap off your Fredericksburg food and wine tasting with the Ultimate Grand Tasting event at Market Platz in downtown Fredericksburg, Texas, on Saturday, October 25th from 1 to 5 p.m. The Grand Tasting event is the heart of the festival with a lively, flavor-packed celebration featuring over 75 tastings from Texas wineries, top chefs, craft distilleries, and breweries. You'll enjoy live culinary demos, Texas music, a curated artisan market, and immersive experiences around every corner. For more information and ticket purchases to this event, visit their website at fbgfoodandwine.com. www.harvestmoonfestival.com. The 46th Annual Harvest Moon Festival of the Arts is happening in the historic Granbury Square in Granbury, Texas on October 25th from 11 to 7 p.m. and October 26th from 11 to 4 p.m. The Granbury Wine Society invites you to sip, stroll, and savor local flavors at this annual wine stroll event. You will explore the historic Granbury Square while enjoying tastings from six featured Texas wineries. These Texas wineries include Barron's Creek Vineyards, Divine Wine of Granbury, Crescent Bluff, OG Cellars, Stone Trough Winery, and Whiskey Road Winery. For more information about this event, visit their website at granburysquare.com. Join Arch Ray Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas for their Death at the Distillery Murder Mystery event on Friday, October 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. Welcome to the launch at Paul B. Distillery, where tonight you're not just witnessing a product debut, you're stepping into the hive of innovation and ambition. Paul B. Distillery is unveiling its latest creation, a spirit set to redefine the future of refined drinking. Gathered under one roof are investors, media tastemakers, rival distillers, and industry insiders, each with their own agenda. Expect celebration, whispered alliances, and perhaps a touch of rivalry. Deals will be struck, secrets will be stirred, and by night's end, not everyone will leave with the prize they sought. This will be a fun event to attend. If you haven't visited and toured Archway Winery and Resort, you should definitely put it on your wine tasting radar. With a winery, a brewery, a distillery, and a restaurant, Archway Winery is a one-stop shop offering something for every palate. For more information about this event, visit their website at archrayresort.com. Join Dr. Bob and the team over there at the new Bending Branch Winery Tasting Room in Comfort, Texas for their To Not Talk Wine Tasting and Education event on Friday, October 24th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Celebrate Come Over October at a fun and informative session with Bending Branch executive winemaker Dr. Bob Young in their new wine club tasting room lounge. He'll be talking about his favorite subject, Tannat. You'll be tasting a selection of Tannat wines from multiple Hill Country vineyards and meet grape growers Lisa Kinnelly from Diamond Vineyards, Drew Talent from Talent Vineyards, and John and Kaylin Sledge from Cambridge Vineyard. For more information about this event, visit their website at bendingbranchwinery.com. St. Trifon Farm and Vineyard is having their very popular Make and Take Charcuterie class in Burney, Texas on Saturday, October 25th from 12 to 2 p.m. Catherine from Mad Platter's Provisions will provide guided instructions for this very special fall-themed charcuterie class that includes one glass of wine alongside instructions on the perfect pairings in your beautiful, overflowing box of fall-themed charcuterie you get to take home. For more information about this delicious wine tasting event, visit their website at sttrifon.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next. Threshold Vineyards in Navasota, Texas gets the music lineup started for the weekend with Greg Day on stage Saturday, October 18th from 3 to 6 p.m. Turner Locks Vineyard in Burnet, Texas will have Rodney Howell on stage Saturday, October 18th from 2 to 5 p.m. La Via State Wines in Blanco, Texas will have Ruth Stitt on stage Saturday, October 18th from 1 to 4 p.m. Barron's Creek Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas will have the beautiful Kalani on stage Saturday, October 18th from 1 to 4 p.m. Wild Stallion Vineyard in Spring, Texas will have the Piano Man on stage performing a Billy Joel tribute on Saturday, October 18 from 6 to 9 p.m. Carter Creek Winery in Johnson City will let Erica Daniels assume the musical duties on Friday, October 17 from 6 to 9 p.m., followed by the Variety Kings on stage Saturday, October 18 from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Blue Ostrich Winery in St. Joe, Texas will have Brian Riley on stage Saturday, October 18 from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m., followed by Gerald English on stage Sunday, October 19th from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. as well. Becker Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas has a fantastic music lineup for the weekend, starting with Jorge and Nicole on stage at the Main Street location on Friday, October 17th from 4:45 to 7:45 p.m., followed by Julia Rose on stage Saturday, October 18th from 1 to 4 p.m. Dan Radin will take the stage on Saturday, October 18th at the Main Street location at 4:45 to 7:45 p.m. Hilmi Sellers in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Jimmy Regiere on the stage Saturday, October 18th from 1 to 4 p.m. Longhorn Sellers in Fredericksburg, Texas will have David Selbo on stage Saturday, October 18th from 12 to 3 p.m. Michael Ross Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will let Anthony Garcia jam out on Saturday, October 18th from 2 to 5 p.m. Wild Seed Farms in Fredericksburg will have Stephen K. Morris on stage Saturday, October 18th from 1 to 4 p.m., followed by Tom Breton on stage Sunday, October 19th from 1 to 4 p.m. as well. OG Sellers in Sunset, Texas will have Blake Aaron Davis on stage Saturday, October 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. Moody Family Wines in Bullard, Texas will have Jennifer Martin on stage Friday, October 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. Arch Ray Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will have the very popular Abe Mack on stage Friday, October 17th from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by Soul Sessions on stage Saturday, October 18th from 1 to 4 p.m. Pedernales Cellars in Stonewall, Texas will let Josh Peak raise the roof on Saturday, October 18th from 1 to 5 p.m. The Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Jeff Wood on stage Saturday, October 18th from 1 to 5 p.m. Bell Springs Winery in Dripping Springs will let Cody Meacham rock the house on Saturday, October 18th from 3 to 6 p.m. Dry Comal Creek Vineyards in New Braunfels, Texas will have Eric Langerhahn on stage Saturday, October 18th from 2 to 5 p.m. Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville, Texas will have Vince King on stage Saturday, October 18th from 7 to 9 p.m., followed by Zen Archer on stage Sunday, October 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. And Busted Oak Sellers in Carmine, Texas will close out the music lineup for the weekend with Eric Flores on stage Saturday, October 18th from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Mitch McCoulier on stage Sunday, October 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Stay tuned for Did You Know? As mentioned earlier in the episode, one of the biggest wine events will be happening this weekend in Fredericksburg, Texas, which is the Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival at Market Platz in downtown Fredericksburg. As the hub of one of the largest and fastest growing wine destinations in the United States, I thought we'd take a bit of a deeper dive into the location of Marketplatz in Fredericksburg, Texas, in the Texas Hill Country that will be hosting this very popular wine event. Marketplatz von Fredericksburg, or Market Square, is a two-block area which has been the center of Fredericksburg since the city's founding in 1846. It was the main gathering point for all kinds of village activities like markets, meetings, and festivals. This unique green space in the heart of Fredericksburg Historic District is home to the Verandskirche. An octagonal building in the center of the Marketplatz was built in 1847 and served as a community church, a meeting place, a school, and a refuge from possible Indian attacks. The building was demolished in 1897 and was reconstructed in 1934 as a pioneer memorial, serving as the county's first museum in 1936 and its library in 1939. But did you know that the town of Fredericksburg is located in one of 8 AVAs, or American Viticultural Areas, in Texas called the Fredericksburg in the Texas Hill Country AVA? The Fredericksburg in the Texas Hill Country AVA was established in 1988 and is situated entirely within the Texas Hill Country AVA. This sunny and dry AVA is located in a type of bowl formation with steep sides. The soil types located in the AVA are of an alluvial base of the Pedernales River, which is part of an ancient seabed with a high concentration of flint and iron-rich clay. Popular grape varieties grown in the AVA include Viognier and Vermentino for the white wines, and Syrah, Mourvèdre, Sangiovese, and Tempranillo for the red wines. So as you walk around the Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival in Marketplatz next weekend, enjoying a great glass of Texas wine, take a moment to appreciate the history of Marketplatz as a social gathering place, and how you are now contributing to that same history for generations to come. Well, that would do it for this weekend's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. On the site, you can find all the information you need to plan your next wine tasting weekend. From winery hours to winemaker profiles to maps of Texas wineries and wine trails, the Texas Wine Lover website and mobile app has got you covered. So visit their website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review and share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends.